Hello. The question I've been sent is, I have a small business with a very limited budget. Is Google Ads only for big companies and corporations? Not at all. In fact, we see a lot of our small business accounts doing very well, and we're able to grow it. But you need to have a strategy for investing in Google Ads and not considering it as an added expense or a cost. And here's what you need to do. So you can't compete with the large corporations on the budget level because they will have unlimited amount of budget and you haven't. What you need to do is start small, reach that break-even point as quickly as possible so that it doesn't need you to invest or allocate more budget for your marketing or Google Ads. Once you reach that point, then the Google Ads is kind of like self-funding. And then you can keep on growing slowly and surely. And also don't compete with the big brands where you physically can't compete. So for example, it's like a heavyweight boxer versus a lightweight or an amateur boxer. I'm not saying that you are an amateur business owner, but I'm just giving you an analogy. You don't have the resources or the budget, first of all. So no matter what you do, if you are a lightweight boxer competing with somebody like Mike Tyson, no matter how many punches you throw at them, it will not have any effect on them. Whereas one punch from Mike Tyson on us and we'll be on the floor. So you need to be very strategic with regards to how you do this. So first of all, if you are in a niche or a market where the cost per clicks are very high, so for example, attorneys, where you have click costs going into double digits, maybe $50, $60, $70 per click, you will need thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars to be able to have some kind of campaigns going because, you know, if you've got a few hundred dollars a day budget, you'll hardly get a few clicks. So stay away from search network. You won't be able to compete with them or against them. What you can do is you leverage the power of Google on other networks and channels. Google is everywhere. If you go to CNN to read the news, you see banner ads. That is the display network where the click cost is very low. You have YouTube, which is the second most visited website in the world, and you'll be able to get high quality traffic from both these channels at a fraction of the cost. Literally single digits, maybe $2, $3, or maybe less, depending on which country you're in. And that's where you can build up your brand. Now, you see my videos, and what happens when you see my video is you're in my funnel and I keep pushing you down. Because you may not need me right now, but eventually, when you do need somebody to manage your Google Ads or you need to learn Google Ads, I would like to think my name is on the top of your list. And this is what we did for ourselves. When I looked at Google Ads and I wanted to compete, there were lots of other big agencies throwing, you know, big budgets, which I did not have. So I chose YouTube. And this is where we have built up our brand and our name. All our leads come from YouTube, high quality leads, and we get all our customers from there as well. So I would highly recommend that you look at the channel. Yes, it does need a little bit of work. See, you either invest time or you invest the cash, whichever ones you've got. If you don't have the cash, then you will have to invest time in creating content like this one. So, you know, I shoot videos regularly, and now I'm in a fortunate environment where I've got a team where they upload, they edit, create all the content, the blog post, social media, and so on. But in the beginning, I was doing it myself because I wanted to learn it. So this is what I would do is you move away from that, we call it the red ocean, where it's a bloodbath going on. Everybody is trying to fight for the top four positions on the search network. Whereas the blue ocean is where nobody's there, nobody knows how to do YouTube or Display Network properly, and you can clean up very easily and quickly at very low cost. Now, you might say that, well, you get junk leads from display and video. You will get some of it, but you just cannot rely on Google as to what sort of traffic they are sending, because what we are doing is we're telling Google, I want this kind of audience. We create our custom segment audiences, or we target certain placements and keywords. But there's a lot of things which you can do on your landing page to minimize this. So you create a form which asks the relevant questions, so you know whether it's a junk lead or a highly qualified sales lead. And well, I'm going to make some videos on those as well. But going back to that first question about, is this Google Ads for small businesses? Yes, absolutely, 110%. Where else are you going to advertise except Google? Yes, you've got Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, but they are not where people go to find the solution to their problem. When you have a problem, where do you go? To Google or to YouTube. How to bake a cake, how to play golf, things like that. You will not go to Facebook and social media to find answers for these questions. So hope this answered your question. And if you have any questions, then please send it to me. Put it in the comments below, and I'll try my best to answer it for you. So thank you for being here, and I appreciate your support.